Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadi Vav, and we are on Tzadi Hei Mabez as we continue here in Perek Gid Hanasha. And today gets into some major Yoredeya in Yanim. As we know, this Perek is the source for a lot of the halachas of Yoredeya, and major topics relating to Ne'emanis and Kashrus, as we will get into. The next couple of days will be the discussions of Tam Ke'ikar, as we will see. But first, we are still discussing on the bottom of Tzadi Hei Mabez. So yesterday's daf was all about the Shita of Rav. Rav says on Amud Aleph, Basar kivan shenis alim in ha'ayin asar. Once basar disappears from the eye, then it is asar midrabanan, pashtus, for Rav says, because we're nervous that there was a switch of a bird. The Rashi and the Tosfos said a switch of other type of animal. So that is why Rav is machmir, a chumra durabanan. We had a number of machlokos. How far does this go? What if there's a big probability that it didn't happen, right? That the Ravid was quoted as on the other Rishonim, was quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's a place where there's no chash, so then there is not a problem, right? So the diak that they had in Rashi. Rashi says, even if it's munach al shulchano, meaning munach al shulchano, there's a problem. Rashi said on Sadi Hayam and Aleph, but maybe if it's hanging on a hook, and it's impossible, or not impossible, very improbable that an animal or a bird took it off the hook and put it back on the hook, so then maybe even Rav would agree that it's not a problem of bus or shinus alim and ayin. So we went into the whole discussion of Shitas Rav, and then we had a couple of stories in Amud Beis about whether we are choshed. Even Rav himself came, and there were a couple of stories. We weren't sure what to be medayik from the stories, right? The first story that the Gemara says, Mechlala Itmar, when he was on the boat and he saw the person with the two heads, and then Tosfos dealt with why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from the next case, where he kept staring at the meat after he came, on the trip, right? Why didn't that prove that's what he holds? But either way, at the end of the Gemara, we had three different stories towards the end where there was an issue of simanim, or there was a piece of meat that there were no simanim to, but there was tfius ayin. Again, a major shas topic, which we're going to touch on, but we don't have time, obviously, to go fully into it. But before we move on to tfius ayin, let's just finish up the sugya basar shenis alim min ha'ayin. Rashi holds that we do not paskin basar shenis alim min ha'ayin is asa. Rashi on the bottom of Tzadi Hei Mabez, Rav Huna, svirale kirav rabbe, da'asar ba'alam avalo kaiman kalabase baha. Rav Huna holds like his Rebbe Rav that basar shenis alim min ha'ayin is asa. Why? Because in this one of the last stories, Rav Chiya bar Avin lost part of the animal, and he came to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna asked him, did you have any simanim? Did you have tfias ayin? And he says, you have tfias ayin? Okay, so you could go and take it, but because you see Rav Huna is worried about the shenis alim min ha'ayin. But Rashi says, amas nisan samchinan. We hold like the Mishnah, meaning the pashtus of the Mishnah is not worried about that. Nimsa bikvulin matza babasa, right? The pashtus of the Mishnah in Shkalim that the Gemara quoted on Amud Aleph, it said, if you find it bikvulin, so then this is the halacha for chatichos, this is halacha for evarim. And the Gemara tried to give an answer for that, but the pashtus of the Mishnah is not like that. When do we pass him like Rav? When he has an argument with Shmuel. It's not always Shita, we always hold like Rav. When there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we pass him like Rav, be isure. But if you have a pashtus Mishnah against Rav, and Rav has to be mokum the Mishnah in a certain way, no, then we might not pass him like Rav. V'Rav Kahana, haka chazinan, da'amalei shkol achol. And Rav Kahana said, you see in our case, Rav Kahana said you could eat it. So therefore you see that we don't pass in that way. The Rush as well, the Rush here in Simen Chavez quotes Rashi and quotes Rashi's Svaris as well, and the Rush Paskins like against Rav as well. But the Rif and the Rambam both Paskin Usser. We mentioned the Rambam last time, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way at least. L'chumra l'chadchila. Samach Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, Basar animsa mushlach pashuk, holach acharov, to call the parish beruba parish. Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody finds meat in the shuk, so you go after most of the meat from that city, as we spoke about last time, called the parish beruba parish. Mayarov mochrim of the gochavim aser, mayarov mochrim yisro mutter. whichever has more, you go by the majority. V'chein basar nimsa biyarakum, and you don't know from who he brought it from, who sells most. V'kfar asru chachamim, kol basar nimsa bein bashuk bein biyarov dekachavim. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rishonim, that we already asered all meat, if you don't see it, avabit shekolam ochrim kol shoklim yisrael, v'lo ode lokeach basar v'nicha b'beiso v'nelam in ha'ayin. Aser elam kein hayelo bo simin o shahaya bo tfius ayin v'makir vaday shehuze o shayetzarer v'chasum. As we saw, so that is the halacha maker adin the taz haynu karav the sphere lay buzzer zaman ayim aser below simin u tfius ayin and the Rishonim say anybody would be believed as we'll talk about soon. Says the Sif Beis, of course there are other Amman that we read, if it's hanging on a kli and it fell down, the chulu, but then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the yesh matirin, basar shenis lamana ayim, and matzu bakam shenichu. Some say that if you find it in the place where you left it, one can be mako. Those are the Rishonim that are mako regarding this halacha. Hagav, aminag lahakav gosvar ha'achrona, im ha'ya biyara v'dekochavim, bimakom shekol ha'mokrim him yisrael ha'mokrim basar kasher. This is a big discussion. The Taz, the Shach, discuss here about what the minhag is. So we try. We definitely try to be machmir lechat tefila. Again, the Rambam Shita is discussed by the Mefarshim. So I don't know if I mentioned last time the Kesef Mishnah discusses this in Perek Ches, where the Rambam. V'yim tomar, demnirat, the Rambam's lashon, v'chein basar hanimsa b'yad goy, v'ein yadua mimi lakach, im hayu mochri basar yisra al-mutar, v'dinze din Torah, k'far asr chachamim, kol basar bein b'shug, bein b'yad goy, ava b'shkal shochtim, v'chol ha-mochri in Yisrael, v'chul. You get the impression from the Rambam that it might be even worse to find the b'yad goy than to find it just in the street nimsa, which is the opposite impression that he got from the Gemara. Gemara on yesterday's daf sounded like that if a goy has it, oh, okay, so then he's going to be shomer it. And if it's Rov Yisrael, then it's okay. And Nimsa is worse. The Rambam, you get the opposite impression. So the Kesef Mishnah is just meyer that point. Nira midivar Rabbeinu, she yoser roi lesser, basar nimsa b'yad goy, mi basar munach b'beiso. Kishenel amena ayibu, Gemara mashma ifcha. V'yishlomar, dahad ashori nimsa b'yad goy, dafka de machrizi. Ki'ika trefa. Maybe there where it was matir b'yad goy, that's only where, as we saw, they make announcements when there was a trefa found. The Rambam is talking about a case where lo machrazi, where they don't make any announcements, and there ro'i lahakel yoser by basar amunach, because there were no announcements made about what was given to a goy. So that was in terms of the psak of basar shenisam and ayim. But along the way, at the end of this Gemara, as we saw, the three stories. Was about, do you have simanim in the meat? No, you don't have simanim in the meat. Do you have tfius ayin in the meat? So then, yes, okay. If you have tfius ayin, then zil shkol. What exactly is tfius ayin? Some type of recognition. Recognition without giving positive identification marks, but it's some type of identification. Let's read some Gemara, and then we'll get into what exactly is tfius ayin. So Amar Rava, second to last line, Meresha Chavamina, Simana Adipi tfius Eina. I used to think that simanim were better than tfius ayin. A simin, I say there was a cut over here, there was a spot, there was a mark. I thought that was better than tfius ayin. Taha mahadrinan avita besimana. Velo mahadrinan betfius Eina. Because after all, one returns a lost object with simanim. If somebody gives me simanim, I can return a lost object to them. But I do not return a lost object by showing it to them and they say, oh yeah, that's mine. You know, they didn't give any simanim. You don't give an aveda back with tfias ayin, you only give an aveda back with simanim. So I thought, says Rava, that simanim were a stronger birur, a stronger mechanism to give it back. Rashi points out, even by Aveda, you give it back Matvias Ayin by a Talmud Chacham. Rashi points that out. We know that from Eilu Metzias in Baba Metzia. But on the Lahamonam, Rava says, I originally thought that Simanim were stronger. But I look about in these cases. Hashta, Deshamatinu, Lahani Shmaisa. But now that I just heard all of these three stories, so then, Amina Tvias Ayin Adifa. So I see, definitely in certain cases, that Tvias Ayin is Adif. Because in these cases, Tvias Ayin works. Because if you don't say that tfias ayin is very strong, how is a blind man mutter to be with his wife? He doesn't have simanim, right? He's not going to be with his wife. Ubnei Adam Eich Mutar Minishosein Belaila. Not going to anybody be with their wife at night if it's pitch black. Ella, we compare Tvius Ayin of seeing and Tvius Ayin of hearing. Ella, but Tvius Ayin at Tekala. So it must be that there's a concept of Tvius Ayin, recognition of the voice. So Achanami, but Tvius Ayinah. So too, here must be Tvius Ayin. Again, where it's a different type of Tvius Ayin. Two different topics that we're comparing under the same larger rubric. Tvius Ayin of eye recognition, Tvius Ayin of ear recognition, of sound recognition. Right, and we could talk about the difference between the two. We'll see in Baba Basra in a second the difference between the two. But this is the sugya of Tfius Ayin. The Tfius Ayin has power. Tosfos and all the Rishonim discuss the following. Tema, yes, Tosfos on the top. Deshaini Hasa, what's the comparison by Aveda to this case? What are we talking about? Here we're talking about Isurim. What are we comparing this to? Hashavas Aveda Dinim Amanus. So says Tosfos, there's a chash by dinim amanus that does not exist. Daima the shani hasan the chashtina leidimah mishaker sheino shelo. So at serve meir banam adrina lebitviyaseina. Over there by shavas aveda it says what would Rava say? Oh, we don't return bitviyas ayin. There's a chash sheker there because we think he's lying because he has a taiva for mamon and he wants it. That's why we think he's going to lie. Here, do we think he's going to lie? There's no chash sheker here. It's bani surim. We don't assume that a person's going to, lie and say the meat is the same. It's the meat. If it's not the meat, maybe people are more scared of isurim. But either way, over there, there's a chash sheker because you see where there is no chash sheker by a surim erban, and you would return it. So how can we compare the two? V'yesh lomar tahachamiri b'tvius ayin koltahu. Here we're talking about a low-level Tfius Ayin. Tosfos starts opening up the door to the concept, which all the Rishonim here talk about, different levels of Tfius Ayin. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think. You have a low-level Tfius Ayin. V'hadam rinan l'tzurim erbanan over there, hainu b'tfius Ayin gomor. To call hani damorai d'hacha lohoylam Tfius Ayin gomor. Over here, it wasn't a Tfius Ayin gomor, meaning it was, by a Tfius Ayin gomor, so that's where there's a chilek between Talmud Chacham and not Talmud Chacham, and that's where there's an issue of Chash Sheker. But here the chiddush is, even by a low-level Tfius Ayin. Even by a low-level Tfius Ayin, d'ilav hachi mahoylam lishoyal. Il havi yadid bevadai lohim usubachim klal. If they knew vadai, then what's the shayla? It must be that it's a low-level Tfius Ayin, and that is good enough. That is good enough here. And therefore, the Maskana, the Ramban says here, there's no chiluk regarding this type of Tfius Ayin or any other areas of halacha regarding these types of things. What exactly is the difference between Tfius Ayin and Simanim? In both of them, I'm recognizing something. I say, oh, that's mine because of this rip. So what's the difference between, how would you formulate it? So I saw in the Zakhvidit Tamudis quotes a formulation from Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, one of the Tshuvas. Quotes that Simanim is a Hakara Sichlit. It's an intellectual, logical identification. V'tfis Ayin hi Hakara Chushis. It's more of an emotional. And I know, I can't describe it. By simanim, you could describe exactly what the simon is. Or you could say in words, it has a rip, it has a hole. I know. By tvius ayin, I know it's mine. Why? Because I recognize it. It's a feeling. It's a tchusha. It's a hakarachushis. Shekivan shahurgo bo chush hara'us mitztayeres belibo osa hatsura. Ukishetabo lefanav yodeya hu bevadai shezuhi. When I see it, that's it. If I have to describe it, I might not be able to. Vizui hakara sheyefsha latara la'achirim. And this is a hakara that you really cannot describe to others often. Right? You can't, a simin you can describe in words. Sometimes when it's tvius ayin, one cannot do it. And again, we have this in many areas of halacha, right? If somebody's meyud that, about a person, your tvius ayin on a person, how do you describe? If you have a simin on a person, okay, you know how to describe him. Short, tall, mark, hair. You know, there are simanim, objective, that you could describe. But sometimes tfius ayin, you can't. Let's say you have two brothers, two identical twins. So sometimes they look exactly alike. But if you've been around them for a while, you could tell the difference. Can you describe the difference? There's something in their eyes. It can't be described. But again, that's more of a tfiyas ayin, hakara chushis, and not just a hakara, hakara sechlis. They're on the Rashba notes here, in the Olderi Shodim note. One has to be very careful. One has to be very careful regarding, applying tfiyas ayin. He quotes the Ramban, as we just said, it is vitzorach iyun, tahacha lukuli alma mashba the ka'amri, v'ein inyan lo mashaker bi'isurin. Right, it sounds like from here, as Tosfos pointed out, that this is a different type of tfiyas ayin, that it's not limited to a Talmud Chacham. Right, like we learned in Eilu Metzias. Umi Nira, says the Rashba, Shahaba lahatar isurin b'tfiyas eina tzorech ledaktik, im yesh lo tfiyas ha'ayin yafeh, mipnei shahpa'amim shahayin mishakeres, v'savar shemakir v'eino makir. Yes, maybe there's no chashash sheker here, consciously, because it's not a question of money, but it's a question of isurim. But there might be a natural and subconscious shasheker that the ayin lies. Lafichach im lo ra'o tchila hetev v'diktik b'riyaso shem asavar shazeu ve'eino ela achir. And therefore, it says the Rashba wants to be very careful when one talks about tfiyas ayin in this case. Good. A couple of other important points relating to this sugya. First of all, is the Ran. A much-discussed Ran here. So the Ran says, oh, so tfiyas ayin is a problem there of achshash sheker because I might want it for myself and I might think I'm lying and I'm making it up by Aveda. So the Ran here, you can learn the Ran in Bava Metzia, but I don't think it appears there. I think it appears only here. The Ran here, and all the Achronim discuss this Ran, the Ran says that in a case where there is no achshash sheker by Aveda, let's say I am saying, oh, that item belongs to Reuven, not belongs to me. I say that item belongs to somebody else. The Ran says that would work. B'tfiyas ayin. Even not a Talmud Chacham. B'hu adin d'mitzia nami, l'amadal adam alaf, and the dafi arif. D'mitzia nami, ne'aman adam lomar, elu kelev shaploni, kima d'lesle hanami ne'i, lo chayshinan d'mishaker. So if you take a step back and think about that, what is the Ran saying? The Ran seems to say that in Eid Echad, could deal with money to be motzi. Maybe not to, it's a dvar hefker here. That makes a difference. The Achronim point that out. It's not an eid echad that I'm holding something and now the eid echad is saying, no, it belongs to so-and-so. It's an aveda. But what if somebody else just picked up the aveda? And now I want it. And you say, no, it belongs to so-and-so. So an eid echad could be motzi mamun. Is that called muchzak yet? Maybe it's not called muchzi yet. Maybe that's the difference. But at least on some level, the Ran is saying that eight echad have some type of power. And it's not so clear that this is something that everybody agrees to. The Shev Shmaitza discusses this in Shmaitza Vav, that an eight echad does not believe it. Imamunus. Period. Right? The Ran doesn't make a big deal about it. Doesn't scream about it. But he said, yeah, if there's no chash sheker, you can return it by Metzia with the Tfiyas Ayin. Says the Shev Shmaitza, and he quotes a Maharik that discusses this and says that it's not so simple. Right, even if it's not to be motzi mamon, you still need to. Ukehai quotes ba mitzia. The simanim v'simanim ve'ed echad yaniach. That's talking about an aveda. And the Rosh, beginning of ba mitzia. Remember the sugyas of Shaim Bochus and Batalis, the machlokas we shown him on Daf Beis. What about eid misayeya? Right, an eid echad is mechayev shvua. What is about an eid misayeh? If somebody, an eid echad says I'm chayev shvua, then I bring another eid echad on my behalf, and he says I'm not chayev shvua. An eid misayeh, could that knock out? So the Rosh there says, an eid misayeh poter mi mechayev shvua v'ein yachol yishava mishalein. Right, an eid misayeh does not potter from a, in that case, v'huva v'hasam eino lahotzi, v'adra v'lahachzik, yach v'ilo hachi b'mamon eino kam. Right, there it's even mamon lahachzik. I have money, and you think that I owe you money, and still Eidim Esayah is not strong enough. So that's even to be machzik mamon. Surely any type of motzi mamon. Miyu gabi davar be'erva, nira dal karchach lo yalif, davar mimamon, el hecha davadi yisle davar shebe erva. So he continues the Shmaisi here, discusses this. But either way, this Ran is an important Ran to be aware of, that an Eid Echad might have certain powers in cases like that. Good, let's do a little more, and then we'll... actually, one other point, and then we'll continue. The Yamsha Shlomo here talks about, here the Gemara compares Tfiyus Kala and Tfiyus Eina. Right, compares the two, and says, well, how could a blind man be mutter with his wife? How could anybody be mutter with their wives at night? Oh, Tfiyus Eina to Kala. What if you have a blind, deaf man? Right, so that he doesn't have Tfiyus Ayin, and he doesn't have Tfiyus Kala. Is that the only reason? Only because he hears his wife's voice, and therefore, or any deaf man at night. Right? So how could they be with their wives? You take this Gemara literally, that it's only based on Tfiyas Eina Tekala? Or, let's say somebody goes in, again, ask the Yamsha Shlomo, somebody goes into his bed at night, and his wife is in bed, does he have to wait to hear her voice in order to go next to her? Because Tfiyas Kala, what do you mean? It's dark. Says the Yamsha Shlomo, V'sha'alni maskil echod. Right here in the Yamsha Shlomo Os Chavav. Lefi divrei hago, desuma eino moter b'ishto ala misham kalim, kein suma shu cheresh, lo yasim ishto klal. Right? Lo ya, vafilu cheresh, hara, aso l'shamesh, mitaso b'isho laila. Right? How could it be? So, be'ishavti lo, says the Yamsha Shlomo, adavar amistavir. Nira be'enai, delo be'ina l'kala, elaheicha shemotse ishto b'makam, she'inam yuchala. If you find your wife in a place where it's not supposed to, where you're not sure where it is. You're not at home. Not at home, you're somewhere else. And you're not sure who the wife is. You're going into your bedroom. And you're home. And your wife was supposed to be home. We don't assume that other women are in other people's beds. Right, if somebody's at home and his wife is supposed to be at home, so then that's what we're talking about here. The whole issue of a suma and beishto, even a blind deaf man, if his wife is supposed to be home, that's it. V'teida, shari kola adam mutar beishto balayla filo ina medaber imami kodem. What a man has to ask his wife to open her. Kilomatzinu, right? The whole discussion in Hilchas Nida. Does a woman have to say befeirish her husband that she went to the mikveh or not? Right, or because the Aruch HaShulchan discusses maybe she could just act with her actions. Right, and that will show whether she went to the mikveh or not. The whole discussion, whether one has to say it beferish. But you don't have a discussion there about, well, you have to say it beferish because you have to know who this woman is. No! The whole shaila is to be motzi mecheskas nida. Ki lo matzino shaye mechuyev ledaberi mami kodim kadeshi ishmakola. El la mitzvah bialma sheifaisena bedvarim, the Gemara talks about. To be mefaiser. Vigam im harogilba shehimiskarevesilav v'chashkabo if she already has the pius ain't sorklafayis bedvarim. So he says it's not something that one has to do if it's supposed to happen. So then one doesn't need that as a simon. Reminds me, not exactly the same thing, but it reminds me a little bit. Rav Yashiv and other achronim point out. We know the Gemara says and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in the beginning of Hilchas Nida in Kuf Pei Gimel the halacha of hargasha. That one, to be a nida daraisa, one needs hargasha. Shetargish bivsara, three different days, two in the Rishonim, one in the Achronim, about what hargasha is. What hargasha is, Yezua Haguf, and Sivas Davralach is the later controversial one, and, okay, fine. So, all the posts can talk about. So, Bizman Azeh, where most women don't have such internal hargashas when they start their flow, what, they don't need a daraisa, Bizman Azeh. So many say, yeah, they have hargasha, but they just don't realize it. They have hargasha, they don't realize it. So that's what many say. Okay, whatever. Doesn't make a difference for us. Lamaisa. But some achronim say, no. Hargasha is only an ingredient if it's at a time when she's not supposed to get her period. If she's not supposed to have her re'iyah now. But if it's at the time of the month, and it comes at that time of the month, so that's the daraisa. Right? That's what's normal supposed to happen. That's what's supposed to be there. Right? You only need this where it's an unusual case and it's not Bisman Vesta, and then if there's a Hargasha, then there's Ria, she needs a Daraisa. But if it's the normal Orach Bismanoba, so then that's the Daraisa even without it. Right? So here, it's only if it's in an unusual case, says the Yamshal Shlomo. But if not, one wouldn't say that. Very important, Yamshal Shlomo here in Os Chavav in our parak. We have to talk about Baal Basra, but let's just continue the phrase first. Amr of Yislav Reidur of Masharshi Teda, I'll also prove it to you that Tfiyas Ayin plays a role. Deilu asu betre v'yamri planya the high simana katal nafsha. If two Adam come and say so and so who has these simanim killed somebody, lo kaslina light. Right? We wouldn't kill that person. Right? Right? Rashi says. Ploni haragas hanefesh, ve'ein anu makirin b'me'olam, ela simanim kach v'kach hayu, begufo b'kelev shel horei. We have no idea who he is, but he had a ripped shirt, he had a this, he had a that, so we wouldn't kill the person based on that. V'ilu amri islan tvias eina begave kaslinan lay. But if we know exactly who he was, again, he has witnesses and hasra, all of that, so then tvias ayin would play a role in that case. Line one, the one case. Next line, I'm Rav Ashi, Teit, I'll prove it to you also. Tilo Amar Le'inish, I'll prove you what? That that Tfiyas Ayin can play a role in the world of, we just had, in the world of Isurim. That's where we have it here. And even in the world of Nefashis. Amar Avashi, Teda, Dilo Amar, Le Inish L'Shluchei, Karyeh L'Ploni, Dahai, Simana, Vahai, Simana, Savei Yadas Le, Savei Lo Yadale, give this thing to so-and-so. Do the Shlichus, call so-and-so, this and this Simon. Maybe he knows it, maybe he doesn't know. You see the power of Tfiyas Ayin. He can recognize him even more than if he had Simanim. It's still unclear whether he would recognize him or not. Tosfos says, one second. So if we identify a murderer with Simanim, so then we wouldn't kill the person. But don't we have in Yevamos that you could allow a woman to get remarried based on Simanim? Right, if Edom say that we saw so-and-so who was killed, we saw a man who was dead, these were his simanim, and the woman knows those simanim and her husband, we would allow her to get remarried. And what happens, says Tosfos, if she gets remarried, and then she's mezana? Is that an Eishes Zinso? Would she be chayev as misa? L'chora, says Tosfos, yes. So you see, you do rely on simanim in the case of nefashos. Says Tosfos, yim tomar, v'alo masi and isha, Al pi simanim lahach l'shadam arav simanim daraisa v'imlach hashenisis ba'u edem shezinsa chazlinan la disamchinan simanim lach zika b'cheskas eishesish menasheni. Simanim ultimately are the tool that will allow her to get remarried. V'afilin izbara de edem shebala rishon kvar hayemes b'shas aznus v'lo amrinon shema balo hayachai b'shas kidusheha v'ein kidusheha kidushin. We don't say that, oh, maybe your husband was really alive at the time of her marriage, and the marriage didn't work. Right? So you rely on simanim, says Tosfos v'yesh lomar, tibiki haigavna lo samchinan asimanim lemiktala. If Edom come and say that in this case, we'll allow her, based on simanim, to get remarried, lo samchinan asimanim lemiktala. You wouldn't kill her. You wouldn't kill her in that case if the whole marriage was based on simanim. Ulachzika beishazish menasheni el amrinan shemahaya chayabayla v'lo havi kiddushay kiddushin. That's pretty amazing. Mitzad, the woman allowing her to get remarried, according to the mandam of Siman and Daraisa, would allow her to get remarried and would allow her to live a life with her new husband. But what happens if zinsa in the end? Right. So says Tosfos that you wouldn't kill her in that case. Again, a chiddush, we could talk about whether Tosfos is talking about a very limited case, but either way, it could be, some achronim, Rabbi Akiva Eger, discuss maybe Tosfos is against the Rambam. Right? Tosfos against the Rambam. What's the case of the Gemara? Using simanim to directly kill a person. A murderer is taking place, oh, that was the murderer, and somehow I'm going to be making chai misa based on that direct nefashas, based on the simanim. Is that what Tosfos is talking about? Simanim is a mechanism that allows a woman to do something, which is also connected to Daiku Mitzvah and Milsa David Legluye, other reasons of Ne'emanis and Yevamis. And then later on, she's already married. But the marriage, and later on, there's Nus, this is a reality that she acted based on. So the Rambam, again, I'll discuss Rambam. The Rambam says you can be machzik realities with one aid. Right? One aid can't say, you know, so-and-so ate Treif, give him Malkus. But, the Rambam's example, if before anything happens, one aid comes along and says, this meat is Treif. This meat is Chelev. And then, somebody comes and eats it and two aid them witness that they ate it, he's going to get Malkus for that. One aid can be Machzik a reality, not tell us about an event. So maybe that's what's going on here. So you don't have to say what Tosfos says. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Tez Zayin Vav. Eino tzarech shnei edim l'malkus ela b'shas maisa. You only need Malkus, two Edom for Malkus, and when you're witnessing an event. But before the event, even one could create the halachic reality. Grusha ozona hi isha zu. This woman is a grusha, or a zona. And then after that, v'achal o ba'al be'edim achashahutrabo. Hareze loke, ava b'sheker ha'isra be'edechad. Even if the status was created by an Eid Echad, that's good enough to later on have a nafkamina based on Eid Echad. But medra amurim b'shalo hichish ha'eid be'eid shekava ha'isr. Avalem amar ze eino chelev, zu eino grusha, v'yachal obo'al achar shehichish eino loke, sheyikvu ha'isr b'shne eidim. If there's hachasha, eid ve'eid, so then that doesn't, it's not muchsak, but there's only one eid around and he is machzikid, so then that is that is good enough to create the status. Again, that's the Rambam's discussion in Perek Tezayin, which is a large discussion of Edim and others. What happens if an eid is quiet? Shasak beisha heid or eid echad bekfiyas iser. V'achash avar v'isri baton lahachash eid ain shomel eloloka. Too late. Right? If you didn't say anything at the time, so then, right, one eid says this is not kosher, then you ate it, then you say, oh no, no, it was kosher. Right? That's not going to get you out of the malchus. Okay. Right, Tosfos is going to uproot. Right, in Achinami. Tosfos is a big chiddush. Okay, let's get just finally the Gemara Bava Basra, and then we'll get into the next Mishnah. Right, we're talking about Shmiya and Re'iyah. So the Gemara here compares Tfiyas Ayin and Tfiyas Kala. So many point out that really the Gemara jumps, but seeing is different than hearing. Even though there's a recognition in general, but in halacha, we even say, right, even in, what's the phrase in English? Seeing is believing, right? A picture is worth 1,000 words, right? What does that mean? That ein adomah shmiya l'ri'iyah, right? Ri'iyah is more clarity. And therefore, the Gemara compares it, but we should recognize and realize that tfiyas ayin is different than tfiyas kala. Tfiyas ayin to color, tfiyas ayin to ayin, however you call it. I just want to quote also in that context, the Gemara Bava Basra, you remember from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir, ayin, ham, and aleph, and he says that in the future, Hashem is going to bring humongous stones to build the gates of the Beis HaMikdash and of Yerushalayim, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Hashem is going to bring amazingly large. One Talmud on the back scoffed him. We can't even find stones, even a tiny size. Can they find stones such a big size? A few days later, this Talmud was on a boat. He must have been on a pretty high level, even though he's Malagle. He sees angels in the sky. That were chiseling these types of large stones. And he says to them, what are you doing that for? Hani Laman. Amrulay, Sha'azak Arishbrachu Lamidam Shari Yishalayim. Which itself is interesting that they're already working on the Geula upstairs. Right, thousands of years ago. This is going to be the ones that Hashem's going to use. So what does he do? He quickly goes back to shore, and he runs back into Rabbi Yochanan and says, Drosh Rebbe Lecha Noel Lidrosh, Kasher Amarta, Kein Ra'isi. I saw it. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Amelo Reka, Ilmale Ra'isa Lo Ha'amanta. If you hadn't seen, right, seeing is the only way that you get Emunah, that's not called Emuna. Milagleg al devre chachamimata. You are a scoffer on the words of the rabbis. Nasan enav bo v'naase gal shalatzamos. That was the end of him. That was the end of that student. So some say, the Menchas Asher writes in one place, that he only believed in what he saw. So Rabbi Yochanan was telling him, oh, you only believe what you saw? You don't see your neshama. You don't see your soul. So he looked at him and naase. He looked at him also. He looked at him. Right? The re'iyah, naase gal shalatzamos. Doesn't mean he actually dropped dead then, or something related, something metaphoric, but either way, that's the Gemara about Shmiya and Re'iyah. Our Emunah is based on Shmiya, not based on Re'iyah. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah, getting back to Gid Hanasha. Hanoto Gid Hanasha Tzorach Shi'itel Eskulo. If somebody takes out the Gid Hanasha, you have to take out the entire Gid Hanasha. Right? Stam Mishnah, Stam Tanakam is like Rebbe Meir, who we mentioned earlier. You have to do Chatita. You have to take out everything. You have to go deep down and get out all of the fat that is next to the Gid Hanasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Lekayim Bo Mitzvos Netila. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just the fats on top, that's even and even off the top, but you have to do a little bit to be Mekayim Mitzvos Netila, but not that it is Aser. Ha'ochel, part one. Ha'ochel Migid Hanasha. We had the rest of this Mishnah a number of times already in the Sugyas, if you're a member of Sumchas. Ha'ochel Migid Hanasha, Kezayis, Sofer Garboim. If somebody eats a Kezayis of Gid Hanasha, you get Malchus. Achlo ve'ein bo kezayis chayev. If you eat it and there is no kezayis, then chayev, as we had already, and we will have birya. It's a birya, it's a whole item, and a whole item is chayev even if there is less than a kezayis. Right? Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Maseches Makos by eating an ant. You're going to be chayev because it is biryasa. Achal mizeh kezayis, umizeh kezayis, but if you eat a kezayis from the right gid and the kezayis from the left gid, sofik shmonim, Now you're going to get 80, right? Well, are we talking about in one halam, in two halamos? We will have to see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nesovik El Arbam. Rabbi Yehuda says no, because as Rashi says, in Noeg El Ba'achas, is only by one of them. We had that Rabbi Yehuda had a suffik until eventually he had Das Torah or Das Nota about whether it was the right, but that's he assumed it was the right. Bar Piuli Havi Koi Kame De Shmuel, Bekom Menaker Atma. Bar Piuli was in front of Shmuel, and he was B'Menaker. He was getting out the, from the thigh, he was getting out the, Mechalef. Havi Kagoyim Lei. And he was smoothing it out. He wasn't going all the way down. He was making it even. He was just getting out the, like Rabbi Huda. Right, Rashi? Lohaya Machatit El Gome Milamala. Right, he wasn't going all the way in. Omar Lei. So Shmuel says, Chus Beitvei, dig deep. Go further down. Hashta Lochazisech, Safita Lei Sur. If I hadn't seen you, I would have given you, you would have given me treif. Irsis, he started, you got all scared. This Bar Piule. Nafal Sakinim Yadi, and the knife even fell out of his hands. If Shmuel gets upset at you, that's pretty scary. Right? So he, the knife fell from his hands. Amar Leis, Shmuel says, Lo Tirsas, calm down. Right? De Ori Lacha, Krebi Huda Ori Lacha. The one who taught you what you were doing, you know, had what to be based on. I'm just being Machmir. But you obviously, your Rebbeim obviously taught you like Krebi Huda. But I'm just telling you, so don't be so upset. You had something to be based on. I'm not telling you you did something totally wrong. So, don't be so scared. One version. Amar Rav Sheshes, my deshakel bar piule de oraisa l'Reb Yehuda. What bar piule was taking out was de oraisa according to Reb Yehuda. He was doing the ikar adin. Michlal de shier de rabbanan l'Reb Yehuda. What does that statement mean from Rav Sheshes? It's mashma that what Reb Yehuda required on a drabbanan level he didn't take out. So he was doing something wrong. So why would Shmuel give him that vote of confidence, so to speak? Ella de Orile Kaman Orile. So who taught him? If he wasn't fulfilling Rabbi Meir for sure, and he was only fulfilling the Daraisa of Rabbi Yehuda, not the Darabanan of Rabbi Yehuda, so then who was he going like? El Amar Rav Sheshes. No, this is what Rav Sheshes meant to say. My deshako bar piule de oraisa l'Rabbi Meir. What he was taking out was what Rabbi Meir required Daraisa, and what Rabbi Yehuda required only Darabanan. Or my deshir Darabanan l'Rabbi Meir. And what he was Mishayer was what he didn't take out, again, by the Shagabai Pudit, he was taking out what was needed to Araisa for Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yehuda, he was taking out everything he had to take out, and he was leaving over what Rabbi Meir required on a Drabana level. That's what he was leaving out. D. Rabbi Yehuda, Afilim Drabana Shari, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he was doing exactly what he was supposed to be doing. The simple interpretation of this Gemara, this is how many Rishonim assume, is that even Rabbi Meir, the whole idea of Chatit is only Drabana. That's the impression that you get. The Ritva tries to say not, that maybe you could read this somehow by saying maybe only the Shita Sober, it may require it on a Daraisa level, but the Pashas is that the whole issue of Chatita and digging in, getting out more along with the Gid, is a issue to Rabbanan according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, good. Ha'ochel migid anasha v'chulu. If somebody eats from the ha'ochel migid anasha, if somebody eats from the Gidanasha, so how many Averis does he do? So the Mishnah had a machlokes tanoim, whether he eats, you get a set of malchus, and if he eats less than a kazayis, you're going to get malchus because of birya. Amar Shmuel, lo'asra Torah, ella sha'al hakaf bilvat. Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel says, only if it is on the kaf, meaning on top of the spoon-shaped, the flesh on top of the thigh bone. On top of the thigh bone runs the gid, so on top of that spot, that's the part that's usr. Shenemer al kaf hayarech, as it says there. On the kaf, that's the part that's on top. But the part that runs down is not included in the iser. Right? Rashi, sha'al kaf, the af al pi shagid aruch. It goes all the way down. Ein aser lamasha shochev al kaf. Only the part that's on top is what is aser. Amara papa katanoi. Really, this is a machlokes, tanoim. As we're gonna see, the Rabbanan hold like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Shmuel. So let's read the whole Gemara, and then we'll get back to the stosis. Amara papa katanoi. Achlo the ein bo kizayis chayev. If somebody eats the Giranoshe and doesn't have a kizayis, you're still chayev because of birya, as we said, a whole item. Rabbi Yehuda omer achayev bo kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be a kizayis. By the time of the Rabbanan, birya here. But instead it's a birya, and therefore you're going to be chayev even less than a kizayis. V'Reb Yehuda, achila ksiva bay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it says achila. And therefore, if it says achila, even that implies that there is a shear. There's a shear you have to have. And therefore, you need a kazayis. Tosis points out on top there by an ant, it also says achila. Right? And therefore we say that's in Shar Shratzim, it also says achila, v'chai b'kol shehu. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there, right? Only dafka here, right? What's the difference? Okay, so Tosfos discusses that maybe those achilas are needed for something else. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says achila, and therefore you need a kazayas. V'rabbanan hahi achila. What does that achila mean? If the Rabbanan say you don't need a kazayas, what do they use that for? Our Rabbanan. If the gid is very large, has four or five kezesim in it, that achila is telling me that even if I don't need the whole gid, if I only eat a kezayis of the gid, you're also going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda would say, you know, you learn that from that al kaf, what's on top? Obviously not eating the whole thing, it goes down. So that already teaches me that even if you don't eat the whole thing, v'rabbanan homi boy lilikid the Shmuel, Rabbanan would say no. That al kaf is teaching me what Shmuel taught me. Damar Shmuel lo asa Torah elash al kaf hayarech. So you see the Rabbanan hold like Shmuel. V'Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. Hayarech ksiv dekula yarech. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the whole thing. He doesn't hold the Shmuel. He doesn't hold the Shmuel. Rashi v'lesle the Shmuel elakol makom sheyocham imenu kezayis chayef. It's a much larger area. V'rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan use ha-yarech for? Hahu depashit isurei b'kulo yarech. That's to teach me it's the gid that has the gid that goes all the way down into the thigh. Fuke chitzon delo, the outer one doesn't go all the way down. Uli olam sh'alakaf, it's the only on top, but it's the one that goes down. It's the inner one, not the outer one, as we had earlier. V'haikaf miboy lelemute of, delesle kaf. But didn't we say anyway earlier in the beginning of the parak that kaf is to teach me that birds are excluded? Who doesn't have a kaf? Trei kaf ksive. No, two kaf are written, and therefore you could learn both. Good. Look back in the sugya of birya. So how does one define birya? That is a huge topic. Again, it's going to come up later in the parak as well. How do one define birya? So Tosfos discusses on the bottom. So what's here? We know Gidon Ashe is a birya. Gidon Ashe is a birya. That's what's quoted here. And we know from elsewhere an ant is a birya. Right? So what else? How does one define birya? As Tosfos, we're going to have later on that a nevela, as we will see, is not a birya. Right? So why not? What's the difference between a nevela and a Gidon Ashe? A nice piece of meat, nevela. Why is that different than Gidon Ashe? So all the Rishonim try to figure out exactly what the crucial ingredients are. Again, Tosfos quotes the Gemara at the end of the Perek. If somebody eats a bird, a kosher bird, not kosher bird, Tosfos says, V'yim Tamer, second line of Tosfos. Ma'ishna de'ever menachai, v'of tamei, v'gid, v'sheretz, chashivi tfei birya minevela tahora. Why isn't a piece of nevela called birya? V'chein tevel lo chashvi le'rabbanan birya. Tevel is not called birya in Makos. Right? A grain. What's the difference? V'yesh lomar. Says Tosfos, what does it go by? D'hainu taima dahani. D'chi amar achmana lo sochal gid, v'lo sochal oftame, v'chein be'ever menachai ki'ilu piresh ben gadol ben katan. D'kul hu mikri gid v'of. U'bilvad sheyu shleimim. Tosu says, if the Torah says, don't eat gid, it's obviously saying that gid is tzchasha by itself. Don't eat not kosher bird. Don't eat these items. So everything is included. Aval nevela, chaticha nami mashma nevela, v'chein tevel. Right? It's not nevela. Sounds like it's even a partial piece. Or tevel. It's a category. It's not an item. Sounds like from the other Lashonos of the Torah that it's items. So the item can be usher, not just a category. Tosfos works it out with the Lashon of the, tries to work it out with the Lashon of the Torah. Tosfos does not mention, the element of being alive. Tosfos does not mention that. If you look in the Ran here in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, important Ran to see inside. The Ran says here, on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Vahavi Yodea. Says you need three conditions in order to be a birya, and he goes through each one. Ha'echad she'isura migufa. It has to be an iser that flows from within. Ketzad kugon kidan ashe v'chayotzei bo shu'aser mitchiles biryasa. Right, it's aser from its inception. Avol tzipar tahora v'chayotzei bo shehimuter. It's a kosher bird. Avol bishinis navla. Kibet shadavar acher garam lalei aser la biryahu. Nevela is aser because you messed up the shchita, right? Not because it inherently is aser. That's the, you got to work out all the sources. This is the Ron's rule number one. That's to be aser migufa, and that's what it says at the end of the parak. Achal tzipra tahora bechayeha bekalshehu bimisasa bekizayis. Tameya, Bein Bechaya, Bein Misasa, Bekal Shehu. Right, that's the, right, a non-kosher bird is Bekal Shehu. It's a birya. Right, a kosher bird, when it's alive, you know, it's Aser. Right, inherently. Nevela is Bifneat, is, Mibachutz. So number one is Iser Migufa. Behind the time of the Sibir Tahora, Kibin Shadav Racha Garmel, there's a Lemon Kibirya. Tanai Sheni, Dahainu Burias Nishama. Alive. Doesn't have to mean alive like in animal. What about a piece of grain? Ketzad, kon tzipar inami gid hanasha, tavi bechiyusa, aval hecha dela birias neshamahi, ava bichu kibiryaso, kigon chita v'chayotzi bola biryahu. That's what the Gemara talks about by Tevel. Ketam rina behed yimsechas makos. Reb Shimon mechayev ba'ochal chita acha shel Tevel v'reishi kibiryasa. The Rabbanan say no, birias neshama chashifa. Good, so that's number two. It has to be alive. Miu chaylev lo mikri birya. Avli shu birya s'neshama, chayin kul b'makam echad, ve'inu kein birya, shihi miku betzes ke'echad. Right, what about chaylev? So he said, no, that's also not in one place. And number three, it has to be whole. It has to be whole. Can't be crushed, can't be broken. Right, so that's the three rules of the Ran. And again, we'll have to come back to this later on in the Perek when this comes up. Right, so the Shulchan, and then the Bali Tosfos in Mesechas Brachos talk about extending this. Again, not all Rishonim go like the follow the Ran. There are different Mefarshim. But Bali Tosfos, remember in Brachos, and the Safik is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch about, what about, this is all by Yisurim, what about by Hilchas Brachos, what about by eating a whole grape? Right, a whole grape. The Shulchan Aruch says, better not to eat one grape, because maybe it's a birya, and therefore it's enough to make a bracha on. So therefore, you should always have a couple of grapes. To be Yotze Midei Suffolk. Okay. Mishnah. So we are about to start issues of Ta'aroves. Next couple of Dafim, Ta'aroves and Tam. Again, huge topics, but we will do what we can in the time that we have. So in the Mishnah says, Yarech is Bashal Begit Anasha. What happens? We know the Get Anasha is connected to the thigh. So what if I took the whole thing and I cooked it? I cooked the Yarech along with the Get Anasha. So, the Mishnah assumes, we had this machlokas already earlier in the parak, the Mishnah assumes that the gid has a taste. Yesh begidah b'no sein tam. There's an iser taste. And therefore, em yesh b'no sein tam, if there is enough of the gid in comparison, the ratio to the yarech, to give a taste, hareza asura, then the whole yarech is asur. Because now the taste is in the item. We'll have to talk about the sugya of tam ki'ikr. Right? Even if you take the item out. But the tam already was went inside the heter, and therefore there is a problem. Kesa mesharit osa kebasar balefes, and how you mesharit like meat in turnip. So if you see two foods that one gives off taste into the other one, so then that is usher. So again, just to backtrack for a moment, we know there are different types of mixtures. There are some mixtures that give off taste. There are some mixtures that don't give off taste. Right, mixtures that don't give off taste. You know, if I have 100 apples, and some of them are tevel, and some of them are not tevel in a basket, there's no taste given off there. That's a mixture of min bimino in its type doesn't give off taste. Right, if I have a mixture of min bimino, as we just said, you know, even in liquid, right, where there's taste transfer. So it's not yavish b'yavish, it's lach b'lach. That's also no taste given off. So whenever there's no taste, it's yavish b'yavish, it's min b'mino. So generally we say on a daraisa level, bitul barov. We say there's bitul barov. That's acharei rabim lahatos. There's bitul barov by a case where there is no taste transfer. Min b'mino. Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is eno batel. Rabbi Yehuda shita. But that's one type of mixture. What that mixture is, it doesn't give off taste. If something gives us taste, if something is no Saint Tom, category number two. So then we require, then we have the principle of tam ki'ikr, as we will see, and most Rishonim hold that's a principle daraisa. Some say derabana, but we all daraisa. So tam ki'ikr daraisa, therefore, you need, to, in order for bittul to occur, you have to get rid of the taste, which we assume is shishim. 60 keneged, Chazal assume 60 keneged, the taste, that would be mavatel, the taste. That is all on a daraisa level. But on a derabana level, even in the case of min bimino, or min bishaeno mino biyavesh, all of that needs shishami derabanan, as we will see. Right? Even where there's no taste transfer, we usually ask for shisha. Right? If it's min bishaeno mino biyavesh, the apples case, or min bemino belaf. The only case where if it's min bemino biyavesh, like I'm saying the apples case, I think that was not a good example. If it's min bemino and it's yavesh, so then maybe there's no gzeira, and there one would be able to just go by rov. But if it's min bemino balach or min b'she'eno mino b'yavesh, even though there's no taste transfers there, so that would require shishim on a drabanan level. Again, a big topic. We're just getting started. Tosfos here quotes a machlokas that they have with Rashi later on in the perek, discussing the tipas chalav. We'll have this in a week and a half from now, right? If there's a piece of meat that's in a soup and some milk falls onto the piece of meat that's sticking out of the soup. So do you need shishim just from the piece of meat, or could you use shishim from the entire pot? So that is going to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and that is an afkamina, how you understand this Mishnah here. So Tosfos just points out that the pashas of the Mishnah sounds like Rashi, but he notes that, you can work it out how you understand, right? Because it sounds like from the Mishnah that just the Yarech has to have shishim, keneged the Gidanasha. Right, so we'll have to see. Tosfos also mentions the machlokas Rishonim that also is going to come up later on between Rabbeinu Ephraim, well-known Rabbeinu Ephraim in the world of Yeridea. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that we have the principle called Chanan, Chaticha Naasis Nevela. When you have a piece of meat that becomes, the whole thing becomes not kosher. So if I have a piece of meat and a little milk goes on it, now the whole, it's not just that there's milk inside of this piece of meat. The whole thing becomes like a piece of treif. Chaticha Naasis Nevela, and if it would fall in, you would need shishim keneged that whole item. That's Chanan. Chaticha Naasis Nevela. There is a major machlokas, Rishonim, whether that principle only applies to Basar B'chalav. Right, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. First wide line in Tosfos. Lo Amrina Chaticha Atzma Naasis Nevela El Basar B'chalav. Right, or not. Other Rishonim say it does not only apply to Basar B'chalav, it applies to other Yisurim as well. So that's also a machlokas. Tosfos mentions here. So Tosfos mentions two machlokos. How you understand the case of the piece of meat sticking out of the pot. Right, that's going to come up later on, and also the machlokas of Rabbeinu Ephraim and other Rishonim. Good. So we'll have to come back to those. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Gid Anasha, says Vashla Magidim. If the Gid Anasha is cooked with other Gidim that are mutter Gidim, Bizmansha Makiro, if you know which is the Gid Anasha that's Asur, but no Saint Tom, take out what's usher, but it was cooked together, so you still need to have bittel of the taste of the Gedan Asher amongst the other Gidim. You have to have shishim. Im lav kulon asher. If you're not, if you don't know which one is the Gedan Asher, they're all usher. Right? We'll have to see where's bittel. Why don't you have bittel? We'll have to talk about that. V'harote b'no sein tam, and the gravy and the liquid is also b'no sein tam. V'chein chaticha shon aveila, v'chein chaticha shon dog tamei. Same thing. Shes bashlam chatichos. Any time where you cook an usser item with mutter items, bivzvancha makirin b'no sein tam. If you recognize what's usser, take it out. V'im lav kulan asuras. And if you don't recognize it, then it's going to be usser. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Why don't you say bittel? Right, so we'll see. Rodev benosin tam, and the rodev is also benosin tam. Good. So that is the getting us into the issue a little bit of taste of tam ki'ikar. Tomorrow, B'Hashem comes up the sugyas of rov and shishim. The big toast was about that. So how do you define min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino? Does it go by taste? Does it go by what people call it? Samkina nakfela. What about asking non-Jews to taste for you? What type of ne'amanis is that? So that's all items that are coming up on the next couple of dafim. Okay, we'll have to stop here.